Andrew Kelleher of JMI Wealth is with us. Hello, Andrew.
Morning, Heather.
Now, what are you making of that ANZ business confidence?
Well, this is a conundrum, isn't it? This is a conundrum because we're getting this gloomy picture of parts of the domestic economy, but business confidence is telling us sort of quite a different story. It's soaring. It's through the roof. And this is sort of despite the fact that we're seeing sort of tough times for things like retail, hospitality, construction. You're seeing a big squeeze on discretionary spending. And, Heather, we've got the probability that right now we're probably in the midst of an economic recession. So what's going on? What are the numbers? Well, ANZ Business Outlook released yesterday is telling us that headline business confidence rose 10 points to plus 61. This is the highest level in around a decade. So it's pretty frothy. Expected own activity, that has a good correlation with growth. That's up 8 points to plus 45. But here's where it gets interesting. Experienced own activity, so what's actually happened, that's still sitting in negative territory, minus 19. It did come up from minus 23. Experienced employment, so this points to the labour market, it also fell 5 points. And pricing intentions, points to inflation, rose slightly up 2 points. So digging through the survey, Heather, I'd make the following comments. One, I look at the retail sector. They think things are going to get better, and that's quite marked. It rose from plus 56 to plus 75, but there's an element right through the survey of what's called the base effect. So people are asked, the question people ask, Heather, is will things get better, or if, you know, are things going to get better? Well, they were so negative that getting better doesn't mean that things are going to be buoyant. It just means they're better than horrible. Also, there's a very clear differentiation between where the reality is now and where it's expected to be. So your experienced own activity versus your expected own activity. So the here and now is bad, but it's expected to get better. Just looking at construction, that specifically, forward and backward indicators there have lifted. That's an interest rate sensitive sector. So now we start to look at things like building consents to see if we can see a sort of a reaction, an upward lift in those consents. And I suppose the final comment I was made was, what does this mean for the RBNZ? What are the implications there? I think this will give them some cause to reflect on the potential impact of too much interest rate relief too soon. And the risk, as the authors of this of the survey said, of too vigorous a response to lower interest rates. Now, the thing is, wholesale interest rates, not the OCR, wholesale interest rates, they've been falling since April. I think the RBNZ will be more influenced by the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. That's due this week. It's a quarterly survey. There's a lot of detail in that. If that's telling a similar story, it adds more weight to the argument that maybe they want to throttle back on the pace of further OCR cuts. So yeah, we wait and see.
That's a fair point. Hey, it doesn't look like the Japanese share market's loving the new incoming prime minister.
No, they did not like Shigeru Ishiba coming in at all. So he won the race for the leader of the ruling Liberal Democrat Party. He beat Sanae Takaichi to the position. When we got into work yesterday, the Japanese share market futures, they were absolutely cratering, down 6%. And trading during the day, they did see the Nikkei 225 fall 1,910 points, 4.8%. So it regained some of that 6%. It wasn't quite as bad as a 6% fall, still a meaty fall. The issue here is the attitude to monetary policy. The market sees Ishiba as less favourable to easier monetary policy. Share market didn't like that, though. But did you see the Chinese share market yesterday, Heather? Mm. Did you see that?
Yep.
Carsten Iver to China. Chinese share market's got an absolute rocket under them. Shanghai Composite gained almost 13% last week. Yesterday, up 8%. The Shenzhen index was up almost 10% in one day. This is phenomenal. These are the biggest gains we've seen in the Chinese share market since 2008. Massive turnaround in fortunes. And I have to leave you with this, Heather. I saw a line yesterday in the markets that's been talked about, this ABC phenomenon. So up to last week, ABC was anything but China. Now ABC means all in, buy China. So China going up. Might talk more about it tomorrow if we've got time.
Yeah, how quickly that turned around. Hey, give me the numbers. Yeah.
Sure. The Dow Jones down 115 points. Jerome Powell is speaking at 6:45. Everything could change after that, but at the moment, Dow Jones down about 0.25%. S&P 500 is virtually unchanged, 5735. The NASDAQ, 18,107, down 13 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1%, 8236 there. The Nikkei, as I said, got smacked, down 4.8%, 37,919. Shanghai Composite, though, right back the other way, up 248 points, 8%, 3336. Yesterday, the Aussies gained 0.7%, 8269. And on the NZX 50, we lost 34 points, just under quarter of a percent, just over quarter of a percent, 12,423. Kiwi dollar also got a rocket under it, 0.6373 against the US, 0.9184 against the Aussie, 0.5716 euro, 0.4754 pounds, 91.21 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,638 and Brent crude, $71.88.
Good stuff, Andrew. It's good to talk to you, mate. Talk to you soon. That's Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth.